Why do we need sleep? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Keith Hangen, assistant professor in the Department of Biology at Washington University in St. Louis, delves into our brains to find the answer.
Why do animals need sleep is one of the great standing questions in biology. It's intuitively obvious that we need sleep. Almost all cognitive functions degrade when we're exhausted, and severe sleep deprivation is ultimately fatal. However, despite a long list of theories over the last century, nothing has meaningfully explained the restoration of brain function that is central to a good night's sleep. Implied by the restoration of function is the concept of a homeostatic set point, much like the temperature setting on a thermostat. Recent work has revealed that brains operate around a computational set point called criticality. Imagine adjusting a network of neurons to the most excitable point possible before the network is consumed by seizure-like activity. It's precisely at this point, just on the edge of chaos, that information processing and problem-solving are maximized. However, this set point is fragile. In models, criticality is quickly undermined by learning and memory, which involve changing the strength of connections between neurons. In other words, normal experience may come at a steep cost to the basic function of the brain. This sparked our realization that the restoration of criticality might be the central function of sleep. To investigate this, we recorded neurons in the visual cortex of laboratory rats for 2 weeks. Waking experience pushed the cortex away from criticality, and sleep robustly restored it. Crucially, future sleep and wake were predicted by how close the brain was to criticality. No other measures of brain activity had this predictive power. Together, this suggests that criticality is consistent with the central set point around which sleep is operating. These findings have the potential to directly explain sleep's ability to make us think clearly, operate effectively, and feel like $1 million.
That was Keith Hangen of Washington University in St. Louis. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.